Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Tonight on the show, our audience will get the opportunity to hear the story of how Michelle Wiesheim captured the title of Mrs. Wisconsin, United States, and asked her many questions. I would love to give a huge shout out to our official sponsor, Enlightened Expression, and our official photography sponsor, Connie Miller, for a wonderful photo shoot and teeth whitening session. So thank you so much. The ladies look absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait for the magazines to come out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you remember Mrs. Wiesheim, she was Mrs. Racine County, United States, and was a guest speaker on the show a few months ago. So here's a little recap on the show. And now, introducing the super mom, super title holder, and phenomenal wife, Mrs. Racine County, United States, 2018, Michelle Wiesheim. Hello, Michelle.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing this early evening?
I am absolutely excellent. It is not snowing in Wisconsin, so that makes me very happy.
That's a good thing. It's 78 degrees where I'm at.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, could you please tell our audience a little bit about who Michelle is underneath Brown & Sash?
I sure can. My name is Michelle Wiesheim, and I'm currently Mrs. Racine County, United States, 2018. And my husband and I have been married for 12 years. We were married at the young age of 22. We have three beautiful, energetic, and very involved little girls, Bridget, Cheyenne, and Charlotte. We are always on the go, whether that be drag racing, working on cars, doing volunteering, ice fishing, swimming. We are always outside and on the go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing your newly crowned 2018 Mrs. Wisconsin, United States, Michelle Wiesheim. Hey, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Burgundy. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I am great. You know, listening to that little synopsis of last time, I am pleased to say that it is still not snowing in Wisconsin, and this is much more Michelle weather.
Yes. So, Michelle,
I think we're actually at the 80s.
Oh, really? So, yeah, we're here in Tennessee. We're in the 80s, actually almost in the 90s. It is scorching hot here.
Oh.
Well, Michelle, how has your life as Mrs. Wisconsin been so far since you captured the title?
Been just a whirlwind. So many amazing things have happened since March 10th. We have done many events, my husband and our three children. So I was just thinking about it the other day. I think it just finally hit me that I am Mrs. Wisconsin. It took that long. So yes, things are starting to dawn on me and things are going great.
Well, you know, you have to think about it. How long ago did it take you to just even get to the, you know, the title of Mrs. Wisconsin? Was it like 4 years or 3 years and then you won on your fourth try?
That is exactly correct. This year was the lucky number 4. So my family and I were blessed this year with being Mrs. Wisconsin.
Well, you're a good example of never giving up. Never give up. Keep going for whatever title you want.
That's correct. And that's our family motto, too. Correct. We are always saying that. Never, ever give up on something that you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, we're going to have so many questions from our email, We're going to jump right into them. From Augusta, Georgia, they've asked, what were the first appearances you made as Mrs. Wisconsin, United States?
You know, I was crowned March 10th, and I jumped in it running. So the first appearance that I did actually was with a radio station. I've done about 15 appearances since March 10th, and most of which are with my husband and our three children, Bridget, Charlie, and Cheyenne. We've done St. Patty's Day dances for special needs. We just this weekend held a huge silent auction for the nonprofit that I volunteer with. And we had a band. I would probably say there was about 200 people at this event that my husband and my children created. We've done radio interviews and car shows. It has been so much fun.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to the show, you can actually flip through those pictures that we have posted up on the site as you're listening, and you can see all the volunteerism that she has done and the appearances she has made and how many lives she's impacting on a daily basis, which is really amazing. Our next question comes from Phoenix, Arizona. And they've asked, what has been your biggest failure in pageants?
You know, pageants in life in general, we try not to think of them as failure. You know, every journey in your life has hurdles and, you know, you might fall down per se. But really it's, you know, whether that be somebody throws a wrench into your plans. You know, you just kind of figure out a different way to get to your ultimate goal of what you want. So we truly try not to think about failures at all.
Exactly. It's not a failure. It is a learning experience. You are always learning and trying to enhance what might have happened in the past and maybe enhance it or maybe forget about it and keep going. It's just a little stumble in the road to get you to a bigger and better place.
Exactly.
And now we have a question from Wisconsin, from Steven Sport. Wisconsin. They've asked, what would you say to someone that says pageantry degrades women?
I would hope that I would be able to change their opinion on that, because really in the 4 years that I've competed just in the Mrs. Wisconsin United States organization, you know, I have learned about these women that have done magnificent, wonderful things for their communities and brought money to different charities. So it's really about what we do as women with joining forces and making a difference in people's lives. It's not about degrading women by any means.
I recognize with what you're saying, and to add on to your comments on this question or your answer to this question, pageantry is an outlet for all girls, teens, and women of all ages, and you can't forget about men because you have the Mr. programs as well, to find out who they are as an individual, as their individual selves, whether they are a tomboy or girly girl, a mixture of both. Some ladies find their niche of loving to become a makeup artist, public speakers, and more. Pageantry does not degrade women, but gives them confidence to let them illustrate greatness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we are still live with Mrs. Wisconsin 2018 for the United States organization, and she is live on air. Thank you to Crystal Miles and Katie Burney for always making our cover girls and kiddos cover girls glamorous at all times and during their photo shoot 2 weeks ago in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Michelle, we're going to keep going on with a lot of these questions. The next question comes from me, moi. I've asked, could you tell our audience what your platform is and why it is so dear to your heart?
I sure can. My platform is a very unique platform. We have a U.S. side, and we also have an international side. Now, we have just got the official word within the last couple of days that we are partnered with the Sojourner Truth House, which is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They provide a safe environment for women and children that were in domestic abuse situations. I was able to tour that house just about a week ago, and the programs that they have are amazing, and they have playgrounds for the kids and really make these women and children feel safe on a day-to-day basis. And then infinitely more, which is the international side, we are currently building a pregnancy crisis center. We broke ground in mid-February, and it is almost done. It will house about 8 to 12 girls, depending on the arrangements of how we place the bunk beds. We'll continue them with support for vocational skills, learning opportunities, getting them their own businesses. And in addition to that, we also have built 4 schools in Africa as well. So it is so near and dear that I can help people here in the United States and also across the world, that we're making a difference thousands of miles.
Yes, and how can others in our audience get involved with your platform?
Absolutely. You know, volunteering with Infinitely More is so simple. We do a shoe drive every single year. We collect gently used shoes, and then those are shipped to Africa. We do used color pencils and school supply drives to help out with our schools. They can reach out to me right on Facebook. They can find me, Michelle Weisheim, and I can find from something as little as an old pair of shoes all the way to helping out with run and walks or silent auctions or many events that we host throughout the year.
And your platform is very impressive because, yes, it is helping others, but it's not only helping others in the United States, but you're global with your platform.
That is absolutely correct.
Our next question comes from Detroit, Michigan. As a mother of 3, a wife, and a current Mrs. United States delegate representing the state of Wisconsin, do you believe technology and social media is bringing people together or causing separation?
You know, social media is always a really hard thing. It's about balance. You know, we try to use it as bringing our family together. We have families throughout the whole entire United States, so it's very easy to connect with those family members that you don't see very often. However, our rule of thumb in the Weisheim house, if you haven't gone outside and played, if you haven't read a book, you're not going on YouTube and you're not watching TV. Bob and I tend to use social media when we need to, but it's not necessarily several times a day.
Yes, and to add on to your way of thinking about it, I thought of it from a different perspective, and I have Liz Wagner
sure.
with this question. Social media and technology can be tricky. However, it all depends on the individual using the resources that were created for you to succeed in life, but also test your morals and ethics. You, one, have, you know, the networking side, which is a pro to the pros part of technology and social media. But then you have the creepy individual that want to catfish and stalk to hurt others. Therefore, it all comes down to who is holding the technology? Who is the person behind the social media side? So those are the questions I want you to think about when you are getting your different technology and when you are creating a password or a social media on Instagram or Facebook or Tumblr. What are you going to do that's going to make this conversation a pros or a con? Our next question Our next question comes from Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin, they've asked, what is your favorite television show that you have to watch weekly, and what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, my gosh, television is so hard for us to watch. As you heard in the introduction, we are always doing something. You know, we typically don't watch any shows every single week, to be honest. But, you know, we let the kids pick out something when we do have a little bit of downtown time at the end of the night. And they seem to go to the classic old school Full House, not the new one, the old one that, you know, I watched as a kid every week. So we do watch that one, quite a bit, I would say. And my favorite dessert, oh boy, I love sweets. Bob is always reminding me, you can't eat that. You have nationals. I would probably say ice cream and cheesecake are on my top.
Mm-hmm. That's making me hungry now.
I know.
But you know, there's nothing wrong with a little ice cream and a little cheesecake for a cheat day. After the pageant, though. After the pageant.
Correct.
But then also there's
correct.
With being on the go, because as your children get older, they're going to always remember all the experiences and memories that you and your husband and as a family you all have as a whole. So it's good that you have them going on the go, but also being able to sometimes sit down and see what mommy and daddy got to watch when they were younger.
Correct.
Our next question comes from Reno, Nevada, and they've asked, what do you look forward to at nationals, and what advice do you have for ladies that are competing and have yet to capture their potential goal of their title?
I am just at a shock of being able to even go to nationals. I am so excited to meet these amazing women and hear their stories and share my stories about, you know, how all of us married women with and without children are juggling work, volunteering, and how we're making such big differences in other people's lives. I'm really looking forward to meeting them. And advice that I would give someone that has not won yet would be, you know, remembering my story. 4 times it took me to continue to compete for Mrs. Wisconsin. And there were times where I thought about giving up. And Cheyenne, my oldest daughter, kindly reminded me last year, we don't give up in this family. We keep going. It's no different than school. It's no different than dance. It's no different than playing basketball. We will never give up. And I really want people to realize sometimes goals are hard to achieve, but they are obtainable.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, you illustrate what Mrs. United States is all about, beauty and grace, but also knowledge. You're very knowledgeable about what you're getting yourself into, but you make sure that you are always putting your family in that position with you. You are always thinking of others at the same time. So as Mrs. United States, the MRS division, you're not only thinking of just yourself like some of the other divisions. The Miss division, if you're Miss, you're not married yet. You have the team, junior team. But with the Miss, the MRS division, you have to think of the family as a whole because you're not the only one competing. They're competing as well.
That's correct. And, you know, I have said it probably 100 times. It's not just my crown. It's my communities. It's my families. It's Wisconsin's as a whole.
Yes, it is. And you all are the individuals that each state is going to look up at their delegate. They're going to be looking at you the whole time as you are going to attend nationals, as you are out in your community. And little girls, girls my age, 24 and up, girls that are married, that are not married, they're going to be like, wow, I want to be like Mrs. Wisconsin. I know.
You're
going to
make me cry. You're going to make me cry on this interview. That was really nice. Thank you very much. You know, it makes all of those late nights and all the stress of how you get things done with what you just said right there made it all worth it, knowing that I'm making a difference for other people and other people are noticing it as well.
Yes. And I'm so grateful that we have title holders like you out in the community and just out in the world that exemplifies excellence in the realm of their community in the United States. I'd like to thank Ms. Forman-Stowe University for your amazing sponsorship. You can get your honorary degree in Orlando June 21st of 2018. There is still time to sign up. You may visit them at www.mcformalsdaleunive.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are still live with Mrs. Wisconsin United States 2018, Michelle Wising. Our next question comes from Sacramento, California. And they've asked, do your children really understand the happenings of you being crowned Mrs. Wisconsin? And what does your husband think about you being the new Mrs. Wisconsin United States?
You know, I think they're getting used to the fact that I am Mrs. Wisconsin, only because they're by my side for 90% of my appearances. They have been my biggest fan. When I was crowned, people came and told me that my kids were crying because they were so ecstatic. after autumn, yeah, they are just over the moon thrilled. After Autumn put that crown on my head, I could hear my daughter screaming, "You did it." And I screamed right back, "Yes, we did." They are just amazing. I think the whole entire community knew I won probably by Monday when the kids went back to school, because the three of them went running around telling principals and teachers and counselors that my mom finally won. So yes, they are, I think they understand exactly what they're helping with. And my husband, surprisingly, you know, going to appearances and having him help with kids when they're unable to come, he's been amazing. He's been an absolute godsend. He's even looking for more appearances that we can do together throughout the year. He makes sure that I look nice before I leave, or make some suggestions, and some of them I take and some of them I leave. But he has just been an absolute amazing husband and an excellent role model for our children.
That is fascinating and marvelous. You have a wonderful family, and y'all stick together like glue. Y'all are a wonderful family, and you all support each other in all of each other's endeavors. Our next question comes from Czech Republic. They've asked, where would your dream vacations be as Mrs. Wisconsin and if you won Mrs. United States?
My dream vacation as Mrs. Wisconsin, there's a place in Wisconsin that we have never had the opportunity to go to. It's called Washington Island, and it's actually not too far away from Door County, and the beaches there look great. It's a real historical town with some museums and some dairy exhibits. I would have to go in summer, of course, because you know me, I like the warm weather. And there's some state parks out there that we would like to get to walk around and do some climbing and just being outdoors. If I won Mrs. United States, I would really like to go back to either the Keys. I was there when I was young, and it was an amazing experience. Or even Hawaii. The warmer, the better for the Wisconsin family. I think that it would be interesting to show the children in Hawaii, you know, the traditions and the different types of foods and just the beautiful islands that they have.
Oh, I like your vacation spots. I need to come with you on vacation.
The more the merrier.
Well, our last question of the evening, if you won Mrs. United States, what would be the first thing you would do other than cry and hug your family?
Oh my goodness. I would, knowing me, I'd probably eat a cheeseburger and have an ice cream cone. I have a love for food. I love trying new foods. I love the typical cheeseburger. I'm a really Wisconsin girl. The more cheese on a burger, the better for me. So yeah, I think I would enjoy a nice dinner with our family.
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't. I was pausing. I'm sorry.
And then I said a Cops burger.
You know what? We just went to Cops a couple months ago, and let me tell you, it's still as good as it always is. So you're going to have to hit it up next time you're here. You know that, Burgundy.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. My mouth's watering already.
Yep. Cops burger, extra cheese, makes Michelle very happy.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Michelle. We have come to the end of our show this evening.
Thank you, Burgundy, very much again for allowing me to speak.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing the exciting news of capturing the title of Mrs. Wisconsin, what you are planning on doing, and how the year has gone so far. And we are rooting for you all the way to Mrs. United States. And I might be there possibly to root you on.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, thank you again, and good luck this year.
Thank you, Burgundy, very much.
You have a wonderful evening. Thank you again, Mrs. Wisconsin, United States. We love being able to call, you know, I love being able to call her that, because she's really deserved that title, and she really, really has worked hard on becoming Mrs. Wisconsin, United States. And it just didn't take her. It took a team, and she's I thank everybody on social media. I see how thankful she is. So you should really go look up her social media sites, and I'll give that to you a little bit later down the line. If you do want to follow Ms. Michelle, please follow her on her Facebook page at Michelle Weisheim. It's MichelleWeisheim. You can follow her on Instagram at Michelle Weisheim, MichelleWeisheim. Or if you want to book her for an appearance, you may email her at MichelleWeisheim@rr.com. That's how you can book her for an appearance. Do you want to be featured in the CTWB magazine or Kiddos magazine? Please contact crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Or if you want to be featured on the radio talk show, you can contact us at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com or at 770-744-1462. Here is the May schedule show line for the radio talk show. We will be having Miss United States VT International for the Miss University International Organization, Jennifer Martin, then Amber and Giselle, then Specialist. Then we will have Miss World 2017-2018, Megan Bulett. And remember, those last two shows will be on the night of Miss USA, so you can have a little pre-show of how you can get your skin together and how you can make sure that it's always light and tight. And then afterwards, we will have, after the Miss USA show, we will have Miss World 2017-2018, Megan. If you want to follow us on our social media sites, you can follow us on Instagram at Crown Talk with Burgundy. And Burgundy is spelled B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y. You can follow us on Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine with an S. Or you can follow us on YouTube, Crown Talk with a space in Burgundy. And last but not least, our Snapchat, Crown Talk with B-Y. And remember, if you want to sign up for to be featured on our social media sites, just contact us at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Thank you again, Michelle, for coming on the show and sharing with us the wonderful news of being Mrs. Wisconsin United States 2018. Good luck at Mrs. United States this year in June. Thank you so much, CTWB audience and readers, for always supporting the Crown Talk brand. And don't forget, you're never too young to be a role model.